Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Today, the Kitchen Sisters present Tales from Vietnamese Nail Salons in America. We first produced this story in 2000 as part of our Lost and Found Sound series. Last year, we presented it again in honor of all the Vietnamese and other manicurists who had lost their jobs and livelihoods during the pandemic. Today, thinking of the long history of violent and abusive treatment of Asian people in the United States, we feel compelled to bring it to you once again. The women who were murdered were Korean, not Vietnamese. They were doing massage, not manicures. But they face the hate and hostility that is mounting against Asian people in this country. March is International Women's Month. We offer this story again in honor of Asian American women, wherever they live, whatever their work, and in memory of the women who lost their lives in Atlanta, offering strangers a kind touch. Our narrator host is Frances Ford Coppola.
Each new immigrant group to America looks for a business niche, a place to grab an economic foothold in a strange new world. For many of the Vietnamese who fled to America after the peace, one of the major consequences of war has been manicuring. There are more than 400,000 licensed manicurists in this country. Half of them are of Vietnamese descent. French Manicure, Tales from Vietnamese Nail Shops in America.
Bàn tay.
The hand.
Chân.
The foot.
Thanh lịch, tao nhã.
Elegant.
Good morning, sweetie. This is a freshman class. Okay, that's the beginning of the school. I have to explain everybody how to use your tools, what is the chemicals, and the creams, and the acetone, and I'm going to explain the whole thing at this time. My name is Maria Elena Alvarado. We are in Hilltop Beauty School in Daly City at the top of the hill. Welcome to the world of cosmetology, honey. You like cold, darling, please. Your page is 419. Who can defy what I mean the word is manicure?
Latin word.
You're right. It's a manus and cure, the care of the hands and nails. The majority here is an immigrant. The majority. A lot of Vietnamese is in the school. They take a class for the for manicure. The Vietnamese, they have a something in your hands. Don't tell me why. Every time they touch your hands, you can feel. It's something special in her hands.
Nhà, chỗ ở.
The home.
Cảm giác.
The feeling.
Âm thanh.
The sound.
I am a lineman for the county.
I left Vietnam in 1972. I listened to the radio when I was in high school. I was still in Vietnam that time. I lost a U.S. troop during the Vietnam War. I really love the song, you know, played by Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman, and all the songs from Bee Gees, from Beatles, Rolling Stone. I love. When I was young, I heard a song, you know, California Dream. I thought, wow, San Francisco, everybody wearing their flower in their hair. I make my wish. When I grow up, I like to come to the United States. I like to live in San Francisco. See, I can get flower on my hair. That's the California Dreaming, the song. But when I come here in 1979, oh, it is hard. I have no relative, just like a couple friends, they help me. I'm not able to be speaking very, very well. So every day when I'm driving, I put a tape in my radio so I'm listening.
Fancy nails in Berkeley?
Oh, Lisa, this is me, Lisa, the owner of the Fancy Nail. Yeah, okay, so I will see you at 1:30. Thank you, bye-bye. When you come to the country here, the easy way to be get a job is going to the nail salon. That's why the population from Vietnam, they all do nail business.
See, like for example, boy, he's a car mechanic. When he immigrated to here,
and then he don't know what did he do. And then he go to a beauty school to learn how to do manicure because that's only required for 3 months in school. So he changed his career totally from a car mechanic to holding a woman's hand. And he's good. All my girls, they still, you know, speaking their language most of the time. But I'm very fortunate that all my clients here, they understand, they really don't mind when the girl not speaking English.
Đánh bóng.
To polish.
Chiếu.
To shine.
Trả tiền mặt.
To pay cash.
You want a manicure pedicure? Okay. Hi, how are you? What do you need done today? Do you want a pedicure? Oh, he only like French?
Yeah.
Oh. French is you paint the white color on the tips, and then you polish the pink over. That's what they call the French, you know. I don't know where they come up with that name.
Yeah, I think the French manicure is created in L.A. before I come to the business. In France, they don't do French manicure. They don't. Even I have a client from France. I asked her, do you know French manicure? Is it from your country? They have no idea. They don't know.
Many of our nail art techniques are connected to Vietnam. It's a highly pampering art, and it's a very demanding discipline.
My name is Lynette Mano. I teach at Hilltop Beauty School.
Many of the best artists that we have in this area are connected to Vietnam. They're training because their mother has a salon, their sister has a salon, their aunt or their uncle, and it's been something that's just family operated, and people recruit into it as they become old enough. It's something that's promoted in those Vietnamese communities.
Golden Keys Mirroring Service, Trung tâm Bảo hiểm Du lịch Khai Thuế do cô Nguyễn Minh Tâm phụ trách.
Cuộc du lịch bằng đường biển.
The voyage.
Chiếc tàu, chiếc thuyền.
The boat.
Con gái.
The daughter.
I went to school for manicures. I worked in this shop almost 4 years. I came here 1983, just by myself. About 14, I escaped it by boat to Thailand, to Philippines, and then came here. supposed to be a whole family come together, but we separate to small groups, but some make it, some didn't make it, get caught by the communists. We separate. And I was wondering, I asked, where's my mom? Where's my mom? The owner said, she will be here, she will be here. Gone. 2 days and two nights on the ocean. Nothing's in my stomach. A lot of people die on the ocean. The first month when I come here, I wasn't in the general hospital. Sick, like homesick. Strange. Unhappy. By myself. Don't know where to go, don't know what to do. Like a dream, just like a story. Like you cannot imagine, you cannot think about it, but it happened.
I've thrown away my toys.
I live with a foster parent. I have my own room and the TV, she let me have it. Usually I watch a lot of Shirley Temple. I like Shirley Temple a lot. I watch a lot of her movie. She's happy. She's dancing top with, you know, a black guy. And she's very pretty lady. The way she act when she was a little girl, a lot of her movie I'm watching. She's very famous, yes.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip.
When I become U.S. citizen, I chance directly to Shirley Nguyen. My Vietnamese name Kalik, difficult to pronounce, Hang, H-A-N-G, so I change to Shirley. My life is changed. I should change my name too, because I live in the United States.
In your guide to United States citizenship is the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. Please read at your leisure these two documents in order to gain a greater understanding of how the United States became as great as it is today. Now please repeat after me the Star Spangled Banner. Oh say, can you see?
My name is Lang Tu, and I am student in Beauty College Evergreen.
What so proudly we hailed.
Miền Đông đó khi nghe xuân san có nhớ em không? Vietnamese song usually have a sad story. The song for a long time ago have a lot of meaning. When somebody singing, you listen, you feel too. You gotta have a story inside song.
Qua lối nhỏ vào nhà
our country have a lot of people separated and say bye-bye and goodbye forever, you know. So we know exactly how about somebody feeling. I moved in America, and I and my two children and my mom. I still one daughter, 15 years in Vietnam. And I really don't want to leave my daughter. Every time I see this, and my feeling come up. But now I change because I have a good life, good my husband, he's American. And my husband, he sponsored her come to America. We got paper already. He take care of me very good, and he do love me, and he really want me to go to school, and he helped me have a license. I don't want success on anymore.
Lòng mẹ bão la như biển Thái Bình.
Lòng mẹ, it's a song that I think really strikes to the heart of all Vietnamese. The opening line is, mother's love is as wide as the Pacific Ocean. It was very popular in South Vietnam. Here it's sung by a singer named Thanh Thuy, who now lives in San Fernando Valley. I'm Jason Gibbs, librarian at the San Francisco Public Library.
My name is Adelaida Reyes. I have written a book about music of the Vietnamese refugee experience. After the fall of Saigon in 1975, there were rules about what songs may or may not be sung. And many of the songs that were forbidden were precisely the sad songs and the love songs. These songs contain a lot of historical, personal truths. Over the 100 years that they had been at war, there is hardly a family that has not suffered the loss of a member.
Thousands of Vietnamese left the country to live in countries all over the world, and they bring this music with them It holds together their memory of a time and a place that they still long for, a time and a place that can never come back.
We'll be right back.
Rock paintings by hunters and gatherers are our earliest records of visual storytelling. Sitka Salmon Shares, a community-supported fishery that delivers premium wild-caught Alaska seafood to your door, embraces storytelling by connecting seafood lovers with the fishermen who catch their fish. As a member, you'll receive a monthly delivery of their fisherman's catch, including curated recipes and stories from the fishing grounds. Visit sitkasalmonshares.com/kitchen for $25 off the first month of a premium Sitka seafood share.
Taking the ribbon from my hair, taking it loose and lay fall, laying some on your skin, like the shadow on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it to the night.
Sự hạnh phúc.
The happiness.
Đỏ.
Red.
The Buddha that we keep in the shop is for lucky Buddha, bringing business come in. The outer, you know, we have a Buddha inside. It keep the shop in peaceful safety.
You know, every day we'll give him new water, sometimes coffee, candies, any kind, and we change it every day. And once a while we give him a cigarette. So sometimes we line up the cigarette and give it to him. So we want to make sure he's happy.
The second day of the month, we give a Buddha, you know, like more fruit on the lunar. Because that is a once a month special day, like the payday. Because Buddha bring us so much business, we give Buddha chicken or duck or roast pork, barbecue, bun. But enough, we eat the food. Buddha enjoy it.
My name is Janet Dang. I work for Asian Week newspaper. Hard numbers aren't available, but according to Nails Magazine, they peg the manicure market at $6.5 billion a year. And half of the market is comprised of the Vietnamese American salon owners, technicians, or manicurists.
What do you need, Jane?
Okay.
This job, I like it. Like to communicate with people, but just temporary right now. I allergic to the chemical polish remover. I'm studying MA medical assistant right now.
My name is Helen. I don't have experience to work in the office. You know, with my age, nobody hired me because now I am 55 years already. At least I must have one professional job. So I hear in the United States, you know, the nail is easy for the people, you know.
It's sore. Be careful.
Okay.
So they're a mess.
Sometimes the client very, very fussy.
There's no nail.
They give you hard time. They are now in a bad condition. Sometimes you even don't want to give the service. You will feel very stressed. I don't want to be touched. You pick up their attitude. I mean, their bad mood give it to you. Even you get the jobs done, but it's a lousy.
They are American. They really care for their nail. Always 12 months, it's 12 holiday, you know. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, you know. Valentine's Day, birthday, July 4, whatever. Just big time, party hardy. Updo, manicure, pedicure, money time. My name is Nhung Chuan, and I live in San Jose. I'm from Vietnam with my whole family. Saigon is our city. I grew up on there. It's very busy. People, you know, do the business on the street selling a little stuff, flour, ice cream, and noodle. They just say out loud what they sell, and people can negotiate, you know, just like the flea market. Everything happens on the street. all the door wide open. Over here, different. Every door closed. People just live by themselves, you know. It's so quiet over here. At first, it's really hard, but I adapt with the environment now. I used to work at IBM before, but I got laid off, so here I am. I study cosmetology. I work so hard, and I play very hard, too. Go to the club every weekend and singing karaoke with friends. Have a good time. My boyfriend is a good singer. He can play the guitar very well. He's Elvis impersonator. He's Spanish. He's good. His name is Jesse Nava. I love you, baby. In Vietnamese club, they play both Vietnamese and American. I really like French music. But the music I like the most is rock and roll.
Ông có thể nói chậm không?
Can you speak slowly?
Cấm hút thuốc.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm MC for the group of I student graduate today.
Right now there's about 18 manicure students. Today we're going to graduate 7 or 8 of them. They're 99% Vietnamese. We're at the Hayward Nail Care Center. My name is Alan Cox. I'm the director of the school. My father started this business in 1958. At that time, manicuring was not a trendy thing like it is now. Here's what it used to be. When we had a few manicurists, it was Madge and Jane, you know, the blondes. Madge and Jane are pretty much gone. These students go everywhere. They go to Chicago, they go to Detroit, they go down south, they go to Texas, they go everywhere to Vietnamese communities. Because a lot of these students are brand new to America. And all of a sudden, 10 weeks, and they can get a license and they can be in the job market.
And now we have a special guest. Welcome, Mrs. Nhung.
Congratulations to the student. And I would like they will become the good manicurist in the future. Thank you.
I hope in the future I have a little business in American manicuring over here, face over here, and pedicure over here.
Well, I hope one day if you have time to come to see my family, and I will sing for you a good song and happy song, you know. We have a lot of fun. We sit down together, we play music, we sing. We are very happy now.
Come and sit by my side, little darling. Do not hasten to beat me as you. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who love you so true. And the cowboy who love you so true. And the cowboy who love you so true.
Lost and Found Sound and Beyond is produced by Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson with Jay Allison, mixed by Jim McKee. These stories were produced in collaboration with NPR's All Things Considered. Art Silverman, Laura Folger, Sandra Wong, Kate Volkman, Grace Key Heifetz, Melissa Robbins, Knox and Becky Phillips, Ben Shapiro, Dale Wilman, and Van Dyke Parks. Further thanks to the countless individuals and organizations who have given their time, stories, and sound so generously and with such enthusiasm. For Lost and Found Sound and Beyond, I'm your host, Francis Ford Coppola.
Kitchen Sisters Present is produced by the Kitchen Sisters with Nathan Dalton and Brandy Howell. Special thanks to the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. The Kitchen Sisters Present is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of some of the most creative, independent storytellers around. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.